The Kevin Collins Show, weekdays from 3 till 5 on 1340 WJOL.
It's the Kevin Collins Show on 1340 WJOL. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Sangeeta Garg. Doctor, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
My pleasure.
I wanted to talk to you about February being National Dental Health Month. And, you know, the one thing that I think we've learned over the last, you know, decade or so is how important dental health is to our overall health. That's something that a lot of people didn't realize decades ago, but it's very important to our overall health.
Yes. You know, teeth are so important to smile, to chew food, to talk, and self-confidence. And also it gives you outlook on your life. You know, teeth can tell a story about a person. We call it mouth is the window to a healthy body. Uh-huh. You cannot have good health with bad teeth. So this February National Dental Health Month, we are trying to make the population aware of the dental diseases, education, and how easy it is to prevent dental diseases.
Now, are dental services offered at the Will County Health Department?
Yes, we do see children. We see adults, all ages, starting from age 1 year old. We take children. We do preventive, education, restorative, and some surgical procedures too. Anybody with insurance, without insurance is welcome. People who has limited income, they do get special sliding fee scale. It means nobody's turned away due to inability to pay.
You know, you think about it, dental health is one of the easiest things that we can control about our health. I mean, simply brushing several times a day and flossing, for the most part, is the general maintenance that most people need to do, and then going in for, I presume, at least an annual checkup. Is that what you recommend?
We recommend every 6 months.
Okay.
Every 6 months, we want people to come in for their dental checkup, x-rays, cleaning, any cavities, if detected early, can be filled. Otherwise, these teeth end up into getting root canal, which is more aggressive and more expensive treatment.
You know, I've heard about the correlation between good dental hygiene and possibly heart disease and things like that, but there's some new studies out there that show that diabetes, it's another thing that's related to diabetes?
Yes, diabetes, there is a bidirectional relationship between the oral health and diabetes. Because of the blood sugar in the gums, it causes periodontal disease. You know, almost 65 million American adults have some form of periodontal disease.
Wow.
And it's more prevalent in patients with diabetes. Even pre-diabetic patients, they are more predisposed to get periodontal disease. Periodontal disease is that damages the soft tissue and destroys the bone that supports the teeth. It causes teeth to loosen, become dangerously mobile, and end up being lost. And all these teeth can be saved with a regular checkup, cleaning, and care with your dentist.
Hmm. You guys also have we're speaking, by the way, with the Will County Health Department, and it's Dental Awareness Month. Dr. Sangeeta Garg's with us. Tell us a little bit about the dental van you guys have. You guys have a van that makes travels throughout the county.
Yeah, especially for people who have transportation problems. They are not able to come to our clinic. We do have a mobile unit that goes to schools, goes to shelters, drug recovery programs or rehab centers or some food pantries to help those people who have difficult time keeping appointments at our clinic.
Now, in the van, can you actually do the work, the checkup and everything?
Yes, it's equipped with the two chairs. It has state-of-the-art equipment. It has digital x-rays and same digital software, whatever equipment we have in the clinic. We have similar equipment in the mobile, same procedures, whatever we do in clinic, we can do in the mobile van too.
I noticed you mentioned the van goes to a lot of area schools like Rockdale and Elwood and Fairmont, and I got to imagine, like so many other things, it's important with your dental health to start those habits early as a young child to learn to brush and learn how to brush properly.
Yes, yes. We want to have children at age one to come see a dentist. You know, it's educating the parents. It's instilling the good habits at early age that help prevent all the dental diseases.
For someone that would like to stop down and get an appointment for their dental care, is there a phone number or website they can, Steve, is there a phone number or website that people can go to get hooked up, Steve Brandy?
Well, of course, willcountyhealth.org is our website, which has all the information about the Community Health Center, including the dental program. And then a variety, there's so many different phone numbers, Dr. Garrick, let's make sure we give them the right one.
Yes, for dental clinic, we do have phone number 815-774-7300.
And they can call that number to get an appointment?
That's number to call appointments at our clinic, and they can help with the mobile unit to give information.
And you touched on this a little bit at first, but there's a newborn that comes home. At what age do you recommend that that child should first be brought in to check for dental care, a newborn? I mean, how old?
1 year old.
Okay.
1 year old at the time their teeth start coming in. And that's the time that should be child's first appointment with the dentist.
Well, it is. It's a great month, National Dental Health Month, and it's a time to think about your teeth. And again, we mentioned diabetes and so many other diseases that the dental health is kind of the, like, as you mentioned, kind of the window to those and can be a precursor to a lot of health problems. It's so important to take care of your dental health. Dr. Garg, thanks you so much for coming in this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It's my first time, and I was excited to be part of it.
You did great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
1340 WJOL's Kevin Collins Show, Traffic and Weather Now, four times an hour, mornings and afternoons in the Traffic Center. Here is Evan Bredesen.